Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet us your movie suggestions because it's your movie this week. Or join Discord. Give us your movie suggestions in there. Sports Brewery and Discord. Let us know if you need an invitation. We can send you one. Get in there. It's a good time. Send us your movie suggestions. Send us your list ideas. Bullshit with us about politics and duck stuff. And for some reason, they keep talking about baseball in there. I don't know, man. It's, you know, whatever. It's good stuff. If you listen to this, you'd probably enjoy that. If you have a wiener, because there's no female presence in the Discord currently. No? Was that? Okay. Anyway.
I think there is, but they are not active. How about that?
Yes. There's the... Correct. Okay. Fair enough. Twitch.tv/abrog87 is where you can watch us do the sports podcast live every Thursday. Twitch.tv/abrog87. Post the streams for that on YouTube afterwards. Also, our list segment is on there on YouTube. Our line segment, trivia when I do that. All of that's on YouTube. So if you want to watch those, you can do so there. Movie this week is my movie, and it is Civil War. Came out this year, currently on Max. It has a 81% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.1 on IMDb, and a 75 on Metacritic.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm surprised at those numbers there.
Wow. I was not aware of that.
It is a A24 production.
That's a small little independent movie company.
Get over yourself, A24.
What was their budget this time? Like $90 million?
When I saw that flash, I was like, oh, God, get over yourself. I'm already over this movie.
That is a billion dollar independent studio.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. God. How long are they going to run that grift?
I know. This movie stars Nick Offerman as president, Kirsten Dunst
He was trying to be Trump there, right?
Well, that first scene was
when he's practicing his speech and he's like, just the wording of things was very Trumpish.
Yeah, it was a little too Trumpian for because
during the movie they likened him to other like tyrannical leaders from other countries, and so I think that's more what they were going for with the character. If one were to see similarities between this character and Trump, then I think maybe that says more about Trump than it necessarily does about the character, if that makes sense.
But Nick Offerman with no mustache, not a fan.
It's I do not like it either.
Yeah, wife walked out and was like, whoa. That's the Parks and Rec guy. Yeah.
You know what?
I don't like his look.
I'm glad they shot him at the end because he needs to have
exactly. You know? Spoiler alert.
Spoiler, yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we should mention that. Like, we've been doing new movies lately, so we should up front maybe mention, hey, if you haven't seen it yet, we're going to spoil the shit out of it. All right. Kirsten Dunst, actually the star of this movie. She plays Lee. Wagner Moura plays Joel. If you were wondering where you recognize him from, do you guys remember? Do you know?
I've definitely seen him before.
He played Pablo Escobar. In Narcos.
Yeah.
No shit.
That's the same guy.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. Wow.
Because I was like, was it maybe like prosthetics on his face? Because Pablo had a little more jowly.
I feel like that was prosthetics.
Prosthetics, probably.
Must have been, yeah.
Yeah, very jowly. Yeah.
Let's see. Jefferson White played Dave. Kaylee Spinney played Jesse. Stephen McKinley Henderson played Sammy. And Sonoya Mizuno played Anya. Nikon Lee played Tony. Let's see. Written and directed by Alex Garland. Alex Garland, also known for Ex Machina, also did the Dread remake and 28 Days Later. So pretty good director, I think.
I'll give it to him. Yeah. The movie was shot well.
It really was. So, yeah.
I mean, that's all you can really do as a director. So
Like, I was going to say that too. Like, cinematography wise, this was shot really well. The scenes were really like well staged. I know we're getting into like technical jargon and shit, but like the way the scenes were set up and
that's
the
what way A24 wants you to do.
Fair. Yeah. You can't make a movie with them and not do that shit. It very much had, even though there's no zombies, like Walking Dead and Last of Us vibes.
Yes. I was going to say that, and you've only seen one of them, but it was kind of Escape from New York, Escape from LA feel too, with them driving around it.
Zombieland.
Similar to, like, Last of Us style.
It reminds me a little bit of Zombieland too, where they're just driving around the freeway and nobody's on it and everything's like busted up. And yeah.
But like I said, it is very, that could have easily been Snake Plissken rolling through to need to go kill the president.
You wish. Yeah.
I mean, always bringing it back to the 80s.
It's always Snake.
Guy who doesn't remember a day in the 80s.
Escape from LA snuck into the 90s. So
you are wearing a hyper-color shirt, so I believe you.
Yeah, it's for show. Well, a little late for Shohei.
Budget for this movie, you asked for it. It's $50
million. Yeah, a little small little indie budget.
This movie made $122.5 million. So it was really popular when it came out.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start off.
Go ahead.
I think there were elements that this could have been something really good. I think it needed to be a miniseries and not a 137-minute film. It was too short for what they were trying to accomplish. There's too much backstory that, in my eyes, would have made it better. So it should have been, a 6-part miniseries, like hour-long episodes. That's it. It's all it needed.
I wonder.
Well, since we're getting critical takes off, one note I took, wow, 54 minutes and 7 seconds in, something finally happens.
Yeah.
Which part was that?
It was when they
at the building, the shootout.
It was right after that, because I was like, oh, that's boring. I could have seen that coming from a mile away.
Was it the sniper in the farmhouse?
It was the sniper in the farmhouse.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. Yeah. We got a hard, okay, no, not a hard R, but we got a R said in this movie. Remember the guy in the ghillie suit?
Yeah.
He's like, what are you? Yeah. It's like, huh? Haven't heard that thrown around casually, even in a movie in a while. Interesting.
Which I'm surprised, because if you're not saying it like in movies, if you're not saying it like towards someone, if you're just saying it in general, I'm sure enough people in the country still use it that I'm surprised it's not in more movies and stuff.
If you're looking for like authentic Southern uneducated dudes, they are dropping R's like and hard R's on a regular basis.
What do you mean? Roll Tide roll?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep, roll Tide.
Exactly. It just flows off the tongue.
Surprising. A lot of like comedians like don't care about it either. Trying to be like edgy and stuff, like, oh, we're taking words back. So that's the other industry I've seen it used in.
Still doesn't really fly. You still can't. Yeah. So plot of this movie, how do you feel about the plot of this movie? Cause the idea is, I mean, they gave us a movie, a current times movie in which there is a civil war. And how you would imagine a civil war happening right now is not necessarily the way they presented it to us, because you got Texas and California as the Western forces and Florida, this makes sense, just on their own going against the government too. And then they sort of meet up in Washington, D.C. They're not affiliated, but they end up sort of coming together. So I think the idea California and Florida and Texas all fighting towards the same goal, impossible. Like could that ever happen? But I think that was like the idea, right? Is like, if they're going to present this movie as a civil war in current times,
make it less believable to happen. Exactly. Make it less believable to happen.
Yeah. Cause otherwise you're going to have people boycotting it and doing the dumb talk show circuit, like the dumb like talking head circuit thing where they're like, oh, this movie's going against the blah, 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 blah. And it's, yeah. So, because I think that's a reason why it got rated so well and why so many people went out and saw it.
You had so many of those Second Amendment people just like creaming in their pants because that's their dream.
Hey,
like, oh, we get to form our own military. Right. And I guess
dream of being those guys at the gas station, dude, like preventing people from buying gas, just having an automatic rifle just on them, just for the fuck of it, just to scare people. That is their fucking dream.
If anything, I thought they would be Plemons in it. Just,
yeah.
Oh, like, where are you from? Like, the weird part of this is it's a civil war in our country.
Yeah.
Yet he's instantly shooting all foreign people. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and like people from states that don't necessarily go along with what he wants. So it's like, which America are you from? Yeah. So I guess the story behind him, because I think he's married to Kirsten Dunst.
He's married to Kirsten Dunst, yeah.
So like the guy who was going to play his part like backed out last minute. And so they literally like the day before called him and was like, hey, can you come out and play this part? And he's like, yeah, okay. And so he did it. And he was like pretty good. Like, I think he's the proper amount of like quiet, scary, like, cause you truly don't like every character he's played. You have no idea what he's thinking what he's capable of.
Yeah. Cause in, was he in Better Call Saul or was it Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah where train. He plays like a militia guy too, just like this kind of. That's exactly how he's kind of getting typecast here a little bit.
Yeah, it's a
that's why he lost all the weight.
Yeah, you know?
It's a great like type to be cast as. Like, it's
I just want to say something before we actually like really go on with the movie stuff. My brain is so rotted with some of the stuff where I'm like, okay, I'm watching a Civil War movie where I can tell fairly early on that like the president of the United States is not going to win this war.
Mm.
It's not winning this war. But how could they never? How could they not? They just send drones around and kill you when you never saw it coming. Like, and this movie played with big jets and all this cool shit, but they would just send a drone and just shoot you in the head in your sleep and systematically kill you, bomb you, like.
No, it was like I said.
But I'm sure that's a lame one to do. I'm sure that's lame.
No, he was doing airstrikes against people too. Yeah. To be fair.
this was missing the backstory of how it came to be. They 10-second glossed over just like, oh, California and Texas. They didn't even say really why. There was like a blurb earlier where it's like the president in his third term. So I was like, oh, all right. He went full dictator with it.
Yep.
But I wanted to know more like, how does it form? Where do they get this? Do they somehow like take over the military bases in Texas and California? That's how they get all the planes and shit. Cause they had planes. They had plenty of planes and helicopters and tanks.
And they were like, really well trained military. Like the Western forces, they were legion. Yeah.
Again,
so you did notice like sort of, and I wonder if this was on purpose, like the last battle scene where they're taking the White House, like you really couldn't tell the difference between who was who, like same military outfits, like
what side was Plemons on? Was he on the government side?
So they said he was just on his own, like he was just a guy in the country, so, like a local militia or whatever.
While I was watching this movie, I want to hear what you guys would. What would you guys do in this scenario? Would you be the people in like Missouri and like where you just forget, like don't even realize this is happening? Or would you be the ones that join the fight? Or what I was thinking, I would be we've said for a lot of things, I would want to be a marauder. Kind of like I would do my own thing.
I'm moving to Missouri and watching them Chiefs up them close, Chiefs, baby.
You're living in the stadium, baby. Yeah, like living in the camp.
Going back to Missouri, baby. Ain't no war around me. Even though Missouri being an apolitical state in that.
Yeah, I know. Hilarious. Very hilarious.
I would take my kid and go hide in the country. So ideal world, I would take my kid and go like hide out someplace where I could easily access like shopping centers and shit like that, and just get food occasionally, stock up on the canned foods and whatnot, and just head out.
Sounds like you want to join.
Find a country house with like a water pump so you don't rely on anything. And
sounds like you want to join my crew and just like scavenge.
I think I might. Yeah. I think I'd be into that.
That's what I would do with the zombies too. I would scavenge and maraud and not be involved in any of the shit going on.
What is the technical definition of a marauder?
I don't know. Kind of like,
is it like a raider?
Kind of like a raider in my eyes. Yeah. You kind of just do what you want, or you're not like involved in any of the, like, especially in like the zombie stuff. You're not fighting the zombies or trying to have like a society. You're just cruising and doing what you please.
Did you guys watch Last of Us?
Yeah.
So the episode with Nick Offerman where he has his little neighborhood
compound.
His compound. That's it. Yeah. You find like-minded folks, make a compound and keep everybody else out.
I'm going to bring it up again. There was a scene there with this, with reminded me very much of Escape from LA. And it was when they were trying to buy gas, and he's like, oh, that's going to cost you like $500. And she says, oh no, $300 Canadian. That's just like, oh, you're going to, I'll give you a million greenbacks. He's like, ooh, I'll give you, blue backs is the real currency. It's like, oh, so the dollar is worthless in Canada rules now, I guess.
That would absolutely happen, by the way. Yeah, you know, like I think about this occasionally with like zombie stuff too. Is like, I'm a diabetic, and so I would just die.
You better have some pigs and harvest that insulin.
Yeah. Or like some what are they called in movies where they have like the blood bags or whatever? I would need some insulin bags.
Are you pulling a zombies and just offing yourself for the Civil War too? Or
no, Civil War, I would disappear. I would just disappear.
Yeah.
Zombie.
It feels like you could just like, I mean, with Canada and Mexico, are they just not letting people in, or are they closing?
Just move to Nebraska. Just move to flyover country. Why would the coastal elites fighting the war are not coming to get you?
Yeah,
I would
flat Nebraska.
Yeah, because I'm saying they didn't explain it well. If it's California and Texas, they're coming up from the south to DC, Pacific Northwest, Michigan, Minnesota. I think it's all good there, right?
Yeah,
there should be no fighting there. So yeah.
Move to the upper Michigan. You're fine. No one's they're not coming to get a youper.
So the story was, by the way, that this had been going on for like over 10 years because Kirsten Dunst's character apparently started off as a photographer, like capturing this amazing, the Antifa massacre, they called it or whatever.
That was when she was in college. I think
that was when she was in college. She is like
with Andy Ngo. Yeah. She went to school with Andy Ngo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe like 15, 20 years later.
So she's in the Philippines.
So the time frame's kind of weird because like president's in his third term. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking like 10 to 12 years. So something like that, I guess. It's been going on for like a decade. I don't know.
But. Like just as a generalist side. And so, and this is like more of like a more real life thing. War is weird to me because, you know, we're not going geopolitical here, but Russia and Ukraine for almost a year now have been engaged in warfare. And they'll just randomly be like, hey, from Thursday to Monday, stop your shit. We're shipping in food, clothes, women. Let's have fun. Eat. See you on Tuesday, right? Hmm. We'll shut down the war.
It's like it's a work week, right?
But also like the press in wars. Like, yes, there are casualties, you know, but they're kind of like sort of, I don't know if off limits is the word, because they are
They're supposed to be.
But they're supposed to be like the white flag. Just, you know, they're Switzerland. Just let them do their thing. How?
I mean, that there is definitely collateral damage happening with the press, especially, I would assume, especially during like Vietnam.
Wartime.
Like if you're actually following the soldiers around, like the photographers and stuff, you're catching bullets and shells.
Absolutely.
Unavoidable.
You're, you're stepping on a, you know, a bomb, you know, bomb
yeah,
underground.
Mine,
but
yeah,
it's I just kind of crazy that
I don't know how much
just kind
do
of a
that.
General thing that like, do press they, let the press do
they,
what they do.
Do they still do that even? Like, because I don't know, because I don't know that it's worth it anymore.
But they made a conscientious effort for it though, because in the earlier scene, it's I forget what movie it was, but it was that one with Russell Crowe where they're like war correspondents too in Vietnam. I think we watched it, didn't we?
We did. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, they have that scene in the bar. Remember in Vietnam, there was that bar where all the press people go, and they had the same thing in this hotel. So I think they were definitely trying to say, yeah, it's they're treating this civil war just like Vietnam with the press.
Yeah, totally. So. And by the way, like that was really, really well done. Like the action scenes, the war scenes, like the way they implemented the press and the way like the soldiers would pull them back and be like, all right, like giving them orders as if they're soldiers. Like, all right, we're going to go in here. You stick behind me. Period. That's it. And the press people know, like, if they don't follow that order, they're probably going to fucking die. That's the best chance they have to live. Like I'll say, man, like the whole final sequence, where they're starting to go up towards the White House. And then as they get into the White House, that whole final action sequence was fucking phenomenal. Like, it was so well shot, like so well organized. Like the action, the shooting, the like when they go into the press room and like the Secret Service person tries to talk to them and they're just like, nah, pop, they shoot her and then just keep moving. Like that, everything about that was so well done. Like, I know, like, Ski, it sounds like you didn't necessarily like this movie.
I agree that was all well done. I just thought it was so bad what they did with Kirsten Dunst's character in the last 15 minutes. Because they never,
she suddenly like loses her shit all of a
exactly.
sudden.
Exactly. Just because the guy died? Is that what we're supposed to think? The guy that was rolling with him that got shot?
The older guy,
Sammy?
The older guy. So we're supposed to see all of a sudden now after like the horrific shit that she's seen and all that, that now she's going to be like shell shocked?
He was a father figure to her on the
maybe.
War
and I was wondering that too. And I'm almost like, I wonder if that had finally was her limit. Like,
but they never
like
had the
over
scene
years
where she,
and years.
They never
like,
had the scene where she breaks. Yeah. It was just kind of like she was just like not moving.
And yeah, she suddenly was like it dawned to her that like this is not worth it. Like I've been doing all of this stuff and like for what?
I think it would have been having her not do it then. I just did not like her character, how they portrayed her character, and then the worthless Jesse chick gets her killed. I mean, that's the only reason why she kept going to save her.
Well, I saw it as like her sort of becoming her. Like this is what Kirsten Dunst's character was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like this is exactly what Jesse is now. And so I sort of saw it as like a handing off of the baton or something like that, because she got famous taking the Antifa massacre photos, and then Jesse's going to get famous for taking all the president getting shot in the head photos.
Yeah. But if you're going to kill her off, you didn't need a shell shocker. Then I just didn't see a need for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it was shot well. I liked how it, the last 15 minutes happened. I didn't like that main crux of it.
Oh, I love a good crux drop.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't? I think this movie, I think maybe the point of this movie, not to like break it down too much and act like we're like smart movie people or something like that, but I think maybe the point is sort of what you were talking about, King, where it's like this whole movie is about I guess you can't call it the United States, of America in a civil war. And we're just sort of watching it like, Like we're so desensitized to the idea that America is fighting itself constantly and that we can buy into the idea that they're absolutely at any point could be a civil war. Oh, and some, I mean, and somebody like the, and like a president could all of a sudden make a left turn and turn into dictator and everything fucking changes because the system was gamed or whatever. We're so used to that idea that nothing in this really shocks us.
I would hope you would think it's possible because the real Civil War wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Well, it was just last Saturday.
I mean, it might as... It was last week, right?
Dylan Gabriel just scored again.
Yeah.
85% completion percentage.
Yeah, come on.
Do you even watch sports ski? Come on, man.
Hey, Trent Bray, find a quarterback.
Well, that's because I forgot
your aerial assault ain't quite working.
Also, I forgot defense, it was called the Civil War still. I thought that name was so shunned that I forgot.
El Grasico.
No, but like I said, I wanted this to be, well, I wanted more out of this. Because like I said, it's like an hour and 40 minutes. It's hard to get a lot of information in something like on this topic in an hour and 40 minutes. This is the one time it should have been a King level movie.
I know. 2 hours and 25 minutes. I was going to say, I was shocked it was 3 hours. Shocked.
Yeah.
But then it makes me feel like the whole point of the movie was like their journey on it. So I was trying to think of like, all right, what was this hour of them, you know, an hour plus of the movie of them driving around? What is that supposed to symbolize, the symbolism for it? And I got nothing from it. I did not get the symbology of this movie, I guess.
Symbology.
I feel like they were definitely trying to be smart and deep with things like that you're supposed to like pick up and be like, oh, I see what they did here.
It's sort of a slow introduction of how far the country had sort of fallen and how disjointed everything was and how weird everything was and how people were sort of either completely ignoring it or like way too into it. And so they weren't driving across the country. They were literally driving like a few hundred miles.
New York to DC was it.
But like even in that small span, you could see there were Plemons militia dudes. Mm. There were like towns where they had snipers on roofs, but like still wanted to act like nothing was going on. You had like grandparents who just went out into the country and acted like nothing changed. And yeah, so
I just thought of it now. I think this thing of it was especially it was in that the farmhouse one where the sniper and the two other sniper guys were shooting at each other.
Winter Wonderland.
Yeah. And they asked a question like, is he a bad guy? You know, do you know who you're shooting against? And like, well, he's shooting at me. That's right. That's where we get
the R word. Yeah.
That guy could be on their side, but if someone's shooting at you, you shoot back at him. Right. I guess that's kind of what they wanted to show. Just any normal Joe, just
that was a layered onion.
It was an onion on that
poignant. Yeah. 90 seconds.
I did like that scene because he shoots and then he's like, "Well, I got good news." Yeah. And then that's the end of the whole scene.
That was the only comedy in this movie too. Really.
Yeah.
But I thought this movie was gonna be something else because that suicide bomber in New York happened pretty early in this movie. I was like, "Oh shit."
So yep. when you saw that person running with the flag, did you know suicide bomber?
I saw the chick, they had a quick cut to her.
They showed her like with the backpack. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was I thought, all right, this is happening. Yeah, okay. I did not expect the American flag, like fucking Macho Man or Hacksaw Jim Duggan coming down to the ring for the suicide bomb though. No, I did not see that.
Just missing the 2x4, man.
And we're supposed to just assume New York doesn't have drinking water? Like it's not a fucking island?
Rationed by the government, right?
Yeah, go get some fucking out of the fucking river there.
Yeah, by the way, it feels
go to the Hudson Bay.
So, okay, no, I was just going to like fall into the trap. I was just going to be like, you know, it feels like New York would be going against... we would be what going happened? Against the president in this case yeah. too, but like
yeah, no. lefty liberal fucking New York.
Yeah. You think Bloomberg's putting up with this?
Hey, maybe in this timeline, Giuliani somehow become mayor of New York again. And
Mayor Dinkins is still around.
Mayor Dinkins.
By the way, part of that final sequence when they get to DC, just like seeing the mortars going off from the roof and just the whole scene from above, of just the rifle fire into the sky. Like that's just, God, it was really cool. It was really cool. Like it just was.
You know what I did miss was your timeline. I did not think this was like 10 years worth of fighting. I assumed it was, you know, it popped off within the year and it was going. And I was like, oh man, these Western Front militia people are very well organized and well trained. I was like, man, they know what they're doing here. I was like, the real militia people do not know how to do that shit.
Yeah, no, they've been doing it for a while at this point.
So I was like, oh man, these guys are good.
Yep. Great. I just think great cinematography in this. Like, I like the way they used music in this too.
I thought it was just
you didn't like it.
Wrong music for.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Oh,
I thought it was great. Like the scene where they're at like the hotel or whatever, and that it's like the first shootout scene you see, and they play that like old De La Soul song, and
it felt very out of place.
Cool. I thought it was cool. And then the song they played while they're driving in the fire area too.
Yeah, weird again. I just thought it was all weird.
I didn't agree.
Weird choice.
Wow. We're like a opposite end of the spectrum opinion on a movie.
I'm not saying the music was bad. I just said it was weird and didn't fit in my eyes.
This is interesting.
It's A24, bruh.
I know. See, you're getting Braga's. They got their mark right here, Braga. They know exactly who they got. Hey, put a little De La Soul in there, they'll get you.
I'm the Everything Everywhere All at Once guy too, man. Yep, you guys hated that fucking movie.
There was a Talib Kweli song in there.
Reflection Eternal, man. Come on,
Black Star, man. Yeah,
Chris Common.
Five stars.
All right, we should probably grade this. What should we do it out of?
I think out of 5 this week.
Okay.
I think.
All right, let's do 5.
Okay.
I did like the last line, by the way. Like he's like, no, I need a quote. He's like, don't let them kill me. That'll do.
That'll do.
I love that. Love that. That was so good. All right. So I will grade this first because it's my movie. Guys, I really don't see anything bad about this movie. Like I'm like making an effort, not giving it a 5.
No, you want to, you A24 simp.
I kind of do. Like yes. I really thought like this was really well acted, really well shot. Like
you're
this,
the guy on Instagram throwing roses at A24. Rose.
I guess.
Heart emoji, rose.
See, you guys are making me not want to give it a 5. I'm like self-conscious now.
I'm just saying a 5 is.
I'm going to get. No. So
it's that's like Willy's Wonderland.
That's
for real, 4.5. Like, I thought this was a really, really good movie. And by the way, like the rest of the country agreed with me, so fuck you guys. Like,
and I'll go before Ski. I'll give it a 3.5.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to agree with you that I thought it was shot and acted well. I just thought it was so rushed and missed so much, and it kind of dragged for such a short movie. It dragged for like 45 minutes. I'll just go with 3.
Now, I think so. I hope you're not influenced by me, by the way. Like, I hope you're not giving it too high of a score.
No, like I said, I hate to say it. A24 movie, they couldn't have shot it any better. Could not have shot it better.
I think like all that like 45 minutes of slowness before they got to like the real action and stuff, I think like the whole point was them sort of showing us that Kirsten Dunst's character and then Jesse, as she's sort of like learning it, that if they because like the job that they've chosen as photographers, like the their best work will be when the most horrific shit happens. Yeah. And that's sort of like the best case scenario for them is being around the worst, absolute worst shit. And so I think they really needed to like hammer that home.
I would love to see the pictures from when the three guys in the fatigues with the head cloaks on were getting shot and the pictures were taken with the bullets like going into them.
Yeah.
That would be a sick. I'd love to see those pictures. I know that makes me sick, but no.
But it should have been like, and I agree with
National Geographic, bro. All
right. No, but I agree with King. This should have been like them dodging drones like the whole time. It should have been way more action and hectic for a civil war in my eyes.
Matt Dillon Gabriel to the 45, to the 40, 30, he's turned on his wheels. Oh, and the Ducks have opened it up in the Civil War.
Blah, 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 blah,